Digital marketing strategies. The marketing industry, as with so many others, has evolved considerably since the turn of the 21st century. In a world with a population of approximately 7.7 billion, of which almost 4.5 billion are active online, it's no surprise that according to Marketing Evolution 2022, almost a third of consumers use social media to connect with brands. Thus, marketing strategies continuously need to adapt to the digital age in which we live, of which affiliate and influencer marketing are considered to be the two most prevalent digital marketing tools at present. And this is the theme of my lecture today. I'll start by discussing the digital marketing initiatives, and I'll be looking in particular at search engine optimization, pay-per-click, email campaigns, and social media. I'll then provide an overview of affiliate marketing before moving on to look at influencer marketing. This talk will finally conclude with a short evaluation. Let's start with my first point, digital marketing initiatives. These initiatives encompass anything from websites and emails to blogs and applications in order to increase brand awareness, as well as boost sales. According to Marketing Evolution, building a cohesive and customer-oriented online community which represents the organization across several platforms can benefit the company through ongoing engagement, increased brand loyalty, higher customer retention, and thus a more generous return on investment, ROI. As Kirk 2022 points out, since 2022, third-party cookies have begun to be phased out by some of the world's most popular web browsers, which has meant that companies can no longer track website visitors' behavior and collect data for creating user profiles or targeted advertising. Thus, marketing ploys such as search engine optimization, SEO, pay-per-click, PPC, email campaigns, and social media have all replaced this controversial method, and with considerable advantages. With regard to SEO and PPC, both of these processes can allow a company to appear at the beginning of a list of search results, meaning that organic traffic, that is to say visitors who land on a website as a result of SEO, could eventually become direct traffic, as they are likely to search directly for the name of an organization they have seen before. In terms of SEO, when a company uses this form of marketing, new customers can be reached without contributing funds to an advertising budget, and once the content is created, the results are long-lasting. However, the drawbacks are the ever-changing Google algorithms and the time it takes to see an increase in traffic. With PPC, the organization has complete control over the keywords, budgets, and placement of advertisements, and the results are immediate. However, constant investment is required to ensure the business is found online, and some users are deterred from clicking on advertisements. In the case of email and social media, Marketing Evolution claims that sending clients customized newsletters or distributing paid adverts can allow companies not only to stay connected and interact with their clientele, but also cultivate positive customer experiences, which in turn establishes a voice for the brand that can increase further sharing among customers and followers. This is particularly significant as of the 5.11 billion people who own a smartphone, 3.26 billion access social media, and 81% of people use social media to search for products and services. Let's now move on to my second point, affiliate marketing. Although affiliate marketing was first launched in the 1990s, it has become more and more mainstream since the introduction of social media. As defined by Kirk, Affiliate marketing is an advertising model whereby a third party or affiliate is rewarded for promoting a company's physical or digital products and services, so that not only can a wider audience be reached, but they can also gain more trust, as it is personally linked to an individual. Truelist 2021 points out that this is most common among the fashion and beauty industries, and the majority of affiliates use mobile platforms, blogs, and social networks to share content. These affiliates need not necessarily have the experience or knowledge of the product they are promoting, also known as unattached affiliate marketing, which uses PPC. But it is believed that the majority of affiliate marketing is related, that is to say, they are knowledgeable and have experience with the types of products they are promoting, and if they personally recommend them to a specific group of people who share an interest in the same product, this is known, according to Kirk, as involved marketing. One of the main reasons, therefore, as to why a company would use affiliates to promote products is the low operational costs, as the affiliate is responsible for creating the content in which to advertise the product or service. The time saved on marketing, as the affiliates do the promotions and the leveraging of different skill sets, as each affiliate uses their own skills to attract different audience. What is more, Truelist claims that affiliate marketing generates around 10% of all e-commerce sales globally, resulting in a brand's annual revenue potentially increasing by up to 20%. I'll now turn my attention to my third point, influencer marketing, which is the most popular of all the digital marketing initiatives. According to Jung, 2021, it is a way for brands to promote their products and services through the collaboration with an individual who either has a large social media following with whom they actively engage online, or relevant and established expertise in a particular field. Geiser, 2022, explains that influencers, also known as content creators, tend to use social networks for recommendations and testimonials, as there are several ways to not only share appealing content, but also communicate directly and thus provide a natural social interaction between the brand and their customers. For the brand, influencer marketing has four main advantages. These are 1, being able to build brand awareness, 2, increase product recognition, 3, launch and relaunch products, and 4, gaining the trust of the influencer's followers in order for them to further promote the brand and reach more people. Furthermore, the more open and transparent an influencer is, the more trusting their following will be. As a result, the more opportunity there is for brands to use sponsored content, and with specific codes and links, a brand can easily track their ROI. According to Geiser, a business can make over $5 ROI for every one influencer dollar spent, with some companies gaining up to $18 of earned media value. However, it is essential that both an influencer's following and their public image are compatible with a brand, so that not only is the target market reached, but also that an individual's public image does not irreparably damage the customer's perception of a brand. Moreover, as there exist an infinite number of influencers, this brings into question the authenticity of the collaboration between the influencer and the brand, since the influencer must remain authentic to their following, yet appealing to advertisers. Thus, finding the appropriate influencer with leading authority, expert knowledge, a strong social presence, and a positive relationship with their audience to best represent a brand can be extremely challenging. Let's finish with a brief evaluation. As the world changes, it is clear that marketing strategies have changed too, and continue to be innovative and progressive in such a digitalized age. Nevertheless, as both the affiliate and influencer market valuations currently stand at over $6 billion and $13 billion respectively, due to the fact that the more time we spend online, the more opportunities there are to become or utilize affiliates and influencers, the market is becoming increasingly crowded and therefore at serious risk of saturation.
Thank you.